28 mushers are preparing to start the Yukon Quest tomorrow in Whitehorse. Noticeably missing from the field is four-time reigning champion Lance Mackey. But as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, there are a host of other mushers hoping to take his place.
Jason Mackey is Lance Mackey's younger brother. He's not a household name like Lance, but he's also no slouch. Jason Mackey placed 26th and 33rd in his two Iditarod runs in 2004 and 2008. The younger Mackey says his dogs are bred from the champions that pulled Lance to an unprecedented four Quest and two Iditarod wins in the last 4 years. Jason Mackey says his brother also helped him lay out a plan for the Quest.
Worst case scenario, you go here, you stop here. Best case scenario, you stop here. So I do have high expectations. But duplicating what he's done, I think it's humanly impossible. Do I think that I can win the Quest this year? Absolutely.
The new Mackey in the Quest isn't the only rookie with the capability and ambition to win. Martin Boozer, a four-time Iditarod champion, is certainly a threat, even though he's not talking up his chances.
At one point I was told that there was a red sports car at the finish line waiting for me, but I guess that's the sign of a midlife crisis. But in all seriousness, of course, I'm just ready for a new challenge. I want to see some new trails. And I do need to make money. I mean, it's a fact that I have two kids in college and I'm racing for tuition.
Boozer says he's bound to run into things he didn't anticipate on the trail, but that he's done his homework and is taking a group of experienced dogs picked especially for the Quest.
The bigger boys are going on this trip. The yankers, the pullers, the hardworking dogs go on this trip.
Other rookies to watch include Warren Palfrey of the Northwest Territories, who finished 26th in last year's Iditarod, and the 2008 Quest 300 champion Josh Kadzow of Fort Yukon. While the competitive rookies have their sights set high, it won't be easy making headway in this year's race, given an impressive lineup of veterans. Alaskan Dave Dalton, a 19-time veteran of the Quest, who came in third last year, is overdue to win. Dalton says it's up to him to make it happen.
Since 04, this team has been with me, and it's mostly my, you know, it's me. I've been the weak link to this team, you know, just making bad decisions and not taking it easy in some sections and overfeeding them or just making a wrong turn.
Dalton says this year he's hoping for the perfect run that's eluded him for so many. Also looking for the magic carpet ride are a trio of successful Canadians, William Cleeden, Sebastian Schnula, and three-time past champion Hans Gott are all back in the Quest after skipping last year. Also returning is Alaskan John Little. Little lost four key dogs when they were hit by a car last fall, but says he's rebuilt with dogs from Galena musher John Korda and just this week Iditarod champion Jeff King.
It's something that we talked about earlier. It's just that we couldn't quite get together. And then at the last minute, he went down to Wyoming Stage Stop. And so he was driving back up through Whitehorse, literally, called me from the Whitehorse McDonald's. And I went and got three dogs. And so I'm looking at them right now.
Little says he's still sorting out which dogs he'll take to the start line. Other Quest veterans to watch include up-and-coming mushers like Brent Sass, Michelle Phillips, and Dan Caduce. Racers begin heading out on the trail in Whitehorse at 11 a.m. Yukon time Saturday morning. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Dan Bross.